nuisance of himself. His tiny brain realized dimly that something wrong was going on, so he was staggering in circles, firing his gun. It was a wonder he hadn't hit anyone yet. I took the gun away and hit him on the head with it. The smoke was densest near the doors, making it impossible to see out. It was just as impossible, of course, to see in, so no one in the street had any real idea of what had happened. They, of course, knew something was wrong. Two policemen had rushed in with guns drawn, but were now as helpless as the rest. I organized the relief of the sufferers then, and began pulling and guiding them to the door. When I had enough of a crowd collected, I joined them, and we all crawled out into the street together. I put the goggles in my pocket and kept my eyes closed until I had groped clear of the gas. Some worthy citizens helped me, and I thanked them, tears streaming down my face from the fringes of the gas, and went my way. That's how easy it is. That's how easy it always is if you plan ahead and don't take foolish risks. My morale was high, and the blood sang in my veins. Life was deliciously crooked and worth living again. Finding Angelina's trail now would be simplicity itself. There was nothing I couldn't do. Staying on the crest of this emotional wave, I rented a room in a spaceman's hotel near the port, cleaned up, and strode forth to enjoy the pleasures of life. There were many rough-and-ready joints in the area, and I made the rounds. I had a steak in one, and a drink apiece in each of the others. If Angelina had come to Freiburg, she would surely have passed, at least briefly, through this area. The trail would be here, I felt that in my bones. Crooked bones, once again, and sympathetic to her own lawlessness. "How's about buying a girl a drink?" the tart said spiritlessly, and I shook my head no with the same lack of interest. The hostesses, pallid creatures of the night, were coming out as the evening progressed. I was getting a good share of propositions, since I had taken care to look like a spaceman on leave. Always a good source of revenue for these women. This one was the latest of a number who had approached me, a little better looking than most, at least better constructed. I watched her walking away with interest that bordered on admiration. Her skirt was short, tight, and slashed high up on the sides. High heels lent a rotating motion to this, producing a most effective result. She reached the bar and turned to survey the room, and I couldn't help but appreciate the rest of her. Her blouse was made of thin strips of shimmering fabric, joined together only at the tops and bottoms. They separated to reveal enticing slices of creamy skin whenever she moved, and I'm sure had the desired effect on masculine libidos. My eyes finally reached her face, a long trip since I had started the survey at her ankles, and she was quite attractive, almost familiar. Exactly at this instant, my heart gave a grinding thud in my chest, and I grew rigid in my chair. It seemed impossible, yet it had to be true. She was Angelina. Chapter 10. Her hair had been bleached, and there were some simple and obvious changes in her features. They had been altered just enough so it would be impossible to identify her from a photograph or a description. She could never be recognized. Except by me, that is. I had seen her in the stolen battleship, and I had talked to her. And the nice part was, I could identify her, and she would have no idea of who I was. She had seen me only briefly, in a spacesuit with a tinted faceplate, and I'm sure had plenty of other things to think about at the time. This was the climax of the most successful day of my life. The fetid air of the dive was like wine in my nostrils. I relaxed and savored every last drop of irony in the situation. You had to give the girl credit, though. She had adopted a perfect cover. I myself had never imagined she would stay here, and thought I had weighed all of the possibilities. Because she had taken a good bit of the stolen cash with her, I had never considered she would be living like a penniless tramp. The girl had guts. You had to give her credit. She had adopted an almost perfect disguise and blended neatly into the background. If only she wasn't so damned kill-happy, what a team we would make. My heart gave the second grinding thump of the evening when I realized the dead-end trail down.